Welcome to Real Estate Investing for Women. On this show, you will learn how to create wealth through real estate the blissful way. That means with very little stress and very little time. We talk about strategies, mindset, heartset, money smarts, resources, and so much more to ensure you're able to create the success you most deeply desire. Now, here's your host, Monica Sawyer.
Ladies, before we get into the meat of this episode, let's have a quick word from our sponsor. If your idea of asset protection and tax mitigation is setting up a simple LLC and family trust structure, you could be leaving your business, real estate, and personal assets completely exposed. Imagine instead being able to take advantage of the bulletproof asset protection tools formerly reserved for the ultra wealthy. If you'd like to mitigate or eliminate your capital gains taxes while protecting your assets from predatory litigation, visit blissfulinvestor.com/trusts. That's plural. There, you will find out more in a free recording with the world's foremost expert on a new kind of trust structure you've probably never heard of. This is a true generational wealth building business and personal asset protection and tax mitigation structure dating back to the founding of our country and is still used today. Just go to blissfulinvestor.com/trusts to find out more. It's free. Hi there, ladies. Last week, I did a quick show outlining several ways to invest in and profit from real estate for under $1,000. Wasn't it exciting to know that you can start with so little money? In the next few episodes, I'm going to be expanding on the strategies I mentioned in that show. And because I know it can be hard to search through back episodes and find the right episodes for the topics you're most interested in, I'll be curating some shows from the past that are relevant to the strategies we're discussing. So hold on to your seat. We're going for a fun ride into the most accessible strategies in real estate investing. As you know, I'm all about helping you take action to build your wealth and live your dreams. This series will help you to see how easy it is to actually take action and get started now. So I'm so excited to be sharing this with you. I'm going to call this series the Real Estate Investing for Under $1,000. And today, let's start by talking about strategy number one, which is investing in REITs. First, what is a REIT? A REIT is a real estate investment trust. While personally owning physical properties may require significant capital and personal involvement, REITs offer a compelling alternative. REITs allow investors to participate in the real estate market without the challenges of property management and high upfront costs. Today, we will explore the benefits and considerations of investing in REITs, shedding light on this new investment avenue. So first, let's talk about the benefits. Number one, diversification. REITs provide a simple and efficient way to diversify your investment portfolio. By investing in a REIT, you gain exposure to a diversified pool of real estate assets across different property types, such as residential, commercial, industrial, or healthcare. This diversification can help mitigate risks associated with a single property or market sector, reducing the overall volatility of your investment. Number two, income generation. Yay! One of the key attractions of REITs is their potential for generating a steady stream of income. By law, REITs are required to distribute at least 90% of their taxable income to shareholders in the form of dividends. That's a lot, right? This consistent income flow can be particularly appealing for investors seeking regular cash flow, such as retirees or those looking to supplement their existing income. All right, number three is accessibility and liquidity. I have to say I love this benefit. I love them all. But for me, accessibility and liquidity is the one drawback in holding property because land and houses and buildings are not liquid, right? We can get HELOCs or we can get loans, but we can't actually liquidate the asset. So this is one of the things that I really love about this strategy. So unlike traditional real estate investments, which often require substantial capital, purchasing a REIT allows investors to gain exposure to the real estate market with relatively small amounts of money. And REITs are traded on major stock exchanges, providing investors with liquidity. Yay! This means you can easily buy or sell your REIT shares, providing flexibility and accessibility to your investment. I just love that. Okay, number four, professional management. When you invest in a REIT, you benefit from the expertise of professional managers who are responsible for acquiring, managing, and maintaining the real estate assets, so you don't have to. These managers have in-depth knowledge of the market and are equipped to make informed decisions on behalf of the investors. By entrusting your investments to professionals, you can save time and effort while benefiting from their experience and industry insights. Okay, so those are really good benefits, right? But let's talk about the considerations. I like calling them considerations rather than the negatives, right? The pros and the cons. Let's talk about considerations. First, there is market risk. Like any investment, REITs are exposed to market risks. Economic downturns, interest rate fluctuations, or changes in real estate market dynamics can impact the performance of REITs. Therefore, it's essential to conduct thorough research on the REIT's portfolio, its geographic exposure, and the market conditions it operates in before investing. REITs are interest rate sensitive. REITs can be sensitive to interest rate movements. When interest rates rise, the cost of borrowing for REITs may increase, potentially impacting their profitability. So monitoring interest rate trends and their potential impact on REITs is crucial. Then there's tax considerations. While REITs offer tax advantages, they also have unique tax considerations. REIT dividends are generally subject to income tax, and the tax rate depends on the investor's personal tax situation. And some states impose additional taxes on REIT income. So consult with your tax professional to understand the tax implications specific to where you live. Next is you need to do your research and your due diligence. Not all REITs are created equal, as you can imagine, right? It's essential to conduct thorough research on the REIT's management team, track record, financial performance, and portfolio composition. Evaluate the quality of the properties owned by the REIT, their location, and the overall market conditions. Investing in REITs requires the same level of due diligence as any other investment. That's intuitive and makes sense, right? So in conclusion, real estate investment trusts, otherwise known as REITs, present a compelling option for individuals looking to invest in the real estate market without the hassle of property ownership. Through diversification, income generation, accessibility, and professional management, REITs offer a range of benefits. However, it's crucial to consider the market risks, interest rate sensitivity, tax implications, and conduct thorough research before investing. With careful consideration and due diligence, investing in REITs can be a valuable addition to a well-diversified investment portfolio. Do you want to find out more about REITs? We've had a couple of experts come on the show before and talk about them. Next week, I will be replaying a show specifically about REITs and another show you can look up on the site. Just go to the podcast tab and do a search is Deidre Woolard. Last name is W-O-O-L-A-R-D. All right, ladies, that was week one of our Invest in Real Estate for Under $1,000 series. I'm so excited. I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll keep going with that. And always remember, goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. This is really fun to see you this week, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how to become a blissful millionaire, go to blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.